It's the most fun part of the show to me, Jason, where we wrap this thing up and we call it Who Brought the Seasoning since the last time we spoke. I'm going to hand it over to you first. I want to know who you thought who brought the season since the last time we talked. We had two games, of course, at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves and on the road in a loss against the Washington Wizards.
You make it easy for me going first. I went off the beaten path last week. Gave the good salt, the good stuff that spring to John Conchar, the job he's done. I'm gonna go a little bit more obvious and give it to the man that was, you know, had the energy in the building on Friday night. He didn't play Sunday, but Ja Morant. I went down to Belize recently. My wife wanted some hot sauce. They call it the Belizean heat, is what I got her. And Ja Morant was bringing the heat on Friday with the 28-10-8, but just the energy. You mentioned the ish talking he was doing, the point that Karl Anthony Towns, like Ja literally showed Minnesota who the alpha dog is, whether it was with his play or with his mouth. And he brought the heat. He brought the seasoning. So I'm going to he's my Belizean heat. He's what I brought back from Belize for that game against Minnesota, man, on a night where, you know, you had the City Edition jerseys. Everybody was looking good, but also playing good. So give me, I'm giving Ja Morant brought the season. He's brought it up. What are we talking? He's brought it all year long, man. We could give it to him each week.
Now, I'm going to tell you the person I'm excited about this season. This is what I'm going to call this one today, man. This is that garlic powder is what he's been. He's that seasoning that you know it's in the shelf, but you just kind of pull it out kind of when you need it, but just leave it on the shelf though. We don't need it exactly right now. I know where is it when I need you. Okay. And that seasoning, when we just got done talking about Jaren Jackson Jr., the person I'm about to talk about who deserves it, who brought that seasoning, is because he's about to go back to that bench. I'm going to be excited to pull that garlic powder out called Santi Aldama. That's who brought the season for me this week. In the two games that he played this week, you know I'm not a stats guy. I'm a real eye-testing son of a gun over here. I don't really care nothing about the numbers, but I'm going to give you the numbers. In the last two games against Minnesota, the man gave you 12 points, 7 rebounds, 50% from three. He was 1 of 2 from three in that game. Game against Washington. Didn't want to take him off the court. He had 15 points, 3 of 4 from three, 7 rebounds again. Santi Aldama been bringing the season all season long. But I'm glad he's a shelf seasoning now. I can reach in the back of the cabinet because I know that fried garlic powder back there that I can put on anything. Santi hooping this year, man. I give him props. Slim Spain hooping. I got to give it to him, man. To have a guy like that, a true 7-footer. I was watching the Washington Wizards broadcast on my bootleg ass stream last night. And I don't know who the commentator was for Washington. I was watching the Washington stream. Beggars cannot be choosing. When you're watching free bootleg streams, Jason, you got to listen to whatever commentator comes up on your screen. So I'm watching the game last night. The commentator was like, I had to walk up on this Santi kid because I saw 7-foot on my paper. I had to see, is he a real 7-footer? And then he said to his co-host, he a footer, man. He's a footer. Because I guess if somebody big. I don't know who the commentator is. But he said, Santi's a footer. They were praising Santi Aldama all game last night on the commentary team. And props to Santi, man. Like I said, I thought he was a wasted pick. I thought he was a guy that was just a bum. He has really cranked his game up, and I cannot wait to see him coming off the bench and being a matchup, a 7-foot versatile power forward that can knock down the three when you need him to, can get to the basket, he can defend a little bit, he can rim protect. I'm super excited about Slim Spain, and he gets my seasoning this week.
Yeah, to your point, he just makes your bench stronger now.
Yeah, he makes your bench that much stronger. The good garlic powder.
He's been
the
garlic powder, man. Now you bring the garlic powder off, and now he's catching reverse lobs and doing all that. Off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, that Grizz bench was one of the strengths of this team last year.
Yeah.
And you could see it again by the time this thing settles down with guys being back, that being the case again this season. I'm with you on that one, man. Santi brought it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. But like I said, Santi, I love you. But I'm glad your ass wanna come off the bench because Big 13 – the Black Panther is back. Trip Move is over. Back. Scoot over, son. We proud of you. We love you, man. We love you. But I'm glad to see Jaren back. First team all defense. Jaren is back. He's no longer being the dance coordinator for the pregame stuff. He gets to actually be a part of the festivities.